The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are recording this on September 11th, 2011, which is, of course, 10 years after the tragic terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. In times of strife, we look to some of our generation's wisest men. You work all night, and when you work, you don't feel all right. And when things stop feeling all right, and everything is all
right,
we
Justin,
will never...
I'm gonna stop you right here. It sounds like you're suggesting that people have a 9/11 party.
No, I'm not saying people need to have a 9/11 theme party. What I'm saying is, in the face of opposition, in the face of tragedy, in the face of suffering, we get a party going.
Yeah.
Now it's time to party, and we'll party hard. Get a party going. Let's get a party going. When it's time to party, we will always party hard. Party hard.
Party hard. Party hard.
Party hard. Party hard. Party hard. Party hard. Let's do a show. This is my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era, undaunted by terrorism. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I am Griffin McElroy. You know, it's a shame.
What?
You know, it's a real shame.
Yeah.
We
just talked about it.
Yeah. But also,
it's like a wicked tragedy.
I'm looking at the observances, because we forgot to do them last week, and spoiler alert, we're going to do them later this show, but looking at the daily observances, and September 11th has Patriot Day and Remembrance Day, which makes sense. September 11th is...
Depending on your political affiliation, presumably.
September 11th is also National Hug Your Hound Day, and I feel like there's a lot of unhugged hounds out there. I feel like they get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who is hugging
is it?
Hound?
Is it also called 9/11 Day? Am I making that up?
No, that, I think Patriot Day is...
Wait, hold on.
Travis. I feel like I've heard it called 9/11
Wait,
Day.
Are you suggesting to me that September 11th is also colloquially or officially referred to as 9/11 Day?
This might only be at my local supermarket where they're offering 50% off American flags.
Still doing it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Still doing that thing.
Doing that thing.
And you know what? I think what I hate most about 9/11 Day is how commercial it's become.
Yeah, sure.
It used to be. It's just run by the greeting card Taliban.
And tiny American flag companies.
Here's a fun fact. This is one of those crazy years where September 11th is also National Grandparents Day. It's the first Sunday after Labor Day. That's today. It's September 11th, and I feel like hounds and grandparents are going to be underappreciated on this most faithful day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably. I would say, you know what? Take your time. Think about the people we lost on that day, and go hug your grandpa.
Hug your grandpa's dog.
Peepums, grandpa. I love you. I love you, Peepums, but my mind is in other places.
It's elsewhere.
Baxter, which is the name of my hound, I am also sorry to you, but I just don't have the bandwidth.
People are listening to this on September 12th, and in a way I feel like they try to cauterize today. Expurgation of pity and fear, just get it all out. And then today we're like reopening it, like we're digging around in there.
Well, guess what?
And now they feel bad because they didn't hug a dog.
Good news tomorrow, people. It's the National Boss Employee Exchange Day.
Can we take a moment to talk about the show tomorrow, people?
Yeah.
The tomorrow people? Today is National Tomorrow People Remembrance Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where you remember that was a pretty good show.
God, it was a wicked show.
It's a good show. This is our show is neither a September 11th memorial or a show about futuristic teens that can travel through time and space. It's an advice show. for the modern era. And let's get into our first question. I've started seeing this guy. I like him a lot, and everything's going well. But it's only been about 2 weeks, so it isn't very serious yet. His birthday is in a couple weeks, and I'm not sure what the expectation of me is this early in our relationship. Do I buy him a gift? Take him out to dinner? Bake him a cake? I'm still in school, so my budget is limited, and I don't want to freak him out with something overly extravagant. What's an appropriate birthday experience for a relationship of not even a month, my barely boyfriend's birthday? First off, I'm going to have to put the blame on you for starting dating him at such a terrible time.
Yeah. Don't start dating someone 2 weeks before their birthday or 2 weeks before Valentine's Day.
Or two weeks before Patriot Day.
Yep, Christmas, it's a mistake.
Christmas is the worst because then there's all these expectations of like, are you going to come over and like,
oh yeah,
chill with my fam, my peeps.
Then you have to worry about getting their family presents. It's a whole sticky morass.
This is my like, something. Hey,
I've had exactly 14 minutes of contact with you. Uh-huh. So, I got you a Walk in the Clouds on DVD.
I think that don't take him to dinner because he's probably already got other plans. Get him a gift.
That's cool. That's a cool bet.
Well, you don't think he's going to do, like, a party or his friends want to take him to drinks? And if he blows off his friends to go out to dinner with his two-week girlfriend?
Well, birthday? How's your birthday, Martin? It was okay. I'm super hungry. I am just the most hungry because all my friends thought that the other friends were going to take me to Applebee's.
Pretty cool birthday. I stayed in, and I heated up a Marie Callender stuffing and chicken and gravy in my stove, and I ate it, and I watched like half of Miss Congeniality, too.
To be fair, a Marie Callender pot pie is good at any time.
Except when it's your birthday and you're alone.
Except when it's your birthday and you put a candle in it unlit and cry.
Oh, man.
I think, okay, let's set a price point of gift. What's the most you should spend on a two-week boyfriend?
30.
You think 30?
Yeah.
30's too much. 20.
30 is too much?
Yeah, I would say a new release DVD, nothing more than that.
This is awkward, Travis, because you've just outed the fact that I am rolling in so much Mad Skrilla, and you're working with table scraps.
Listen, it ain't about your budget. It's about the statement you're making with the present.
And entirely about your budget.
No, if you go and like buy a really nice present that they're not expecting. Well, no, wait. I take that back because it's different because you're not exchanging presents.
If you are a rich dude and you spend more on your free-range toilet paper than your gift for your two-week girlfriend, you are
torture-free. Torture-free toilet paper.
Torture-free TP.
I'm going to say spend a lot of money.
It's better for the
virus. Set a precedent. If you set a precedent and spend a lot of money, then next time it's his turn to give you a present, you've set the precedent that you get each other awesome things.
Oh, man, that would be terrible. No, wait, it wouldn't. Honey, no. I got you this Zune HD for Easter. Holy shit! It's Easter! I just need some Cadbury ice, and you went and you busted out of your Zune HD. You're the best.
That's what I'm saying. This is an awesome idea. So go nice. Do something awesome.
Yeah, go, like, really good. I don't think anybody feels, like, okay, listen. What's your worry? The worry is that if you have to split up, it'll be weird. Is that the thing? Like,
I think our worry is that she's going to get him something too awesome, and he's going to realize she likes him a lot.
Like
that really, that's what it is.
Oh, fuck it. Just throw your hat over the fence. Go buy him a Zune HD.
Yeah, dude. Draw a line in the sand and say, this is for serious.
Hey, I bought you this discontinued touchpad.
Ooh.
It's $100. That's good because that says nice gift, but hey, I'm budget conscious. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm all about charging forward as fast and recklessly as you possibly can.
Sure.
Buy him a house.
Yeah.
Buy him house on DVD. That's good stuff. Hey, I'm really friendly and I like to make lots of different friends. I consider a lot of people my BFF. Well, that's a logical fallacy, but my mom says that it is not possible for me to have so many BFFs. How many can I have without being excessive? And that's from your BFF, Sarah.
Two.
What?
That's how many you can have when you start to get excessive.
BFF more than one is best. That's a superlative. Best friend forever. You can literally only have one BFF. Because even if you had a BF that you would eventually fall out with, you could replace with another BF at some point in your life. This is your BFF.
Oh, you're unless...
saying, you're saying the best, the forever part is what is...
If you declare someone your BFF, you are cryo-locked.
Locked in.
I think what I do to get around that, the loophole I use is to qualify everything as like, this is my best Cincinnati friend. This is my best Huntington friend. This is my best friend since second grade.
And I'll tell you, as someone who's been on the receiving end of one of those compliments, they go down real smooth.
Oh, no, it ain't about them. It's about me. Just making myself feel better.
What were you?
I was his favorite brother in Huntington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This person isn't talking about geographically locating these friends. Can they have more BFFs?
And I'm going to throw this out.
They literally can't.
I think the problem is that it's something we've talked about before and that we throw out words without really thinking about what they mean. Mm. And it's probably that you like these people, that they are your friends. But are they your best friend? Like, that seems like a stronger commitment than you're really making here. Like, people that say, I love my friends. I love that guy. I love this person. And you're not thinking about what love means. I think your best friend is a very special, upper echelon thing that you should save for someone that's really important to you.
What I have done as I grow older is I have sort of moved the goalposts back a little bit.
Hmm.
In that I don't have that many friends. I have many social acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
I have peers and cohorts and contemporaries.
Right.
But I don't have I've got like maybe five or six friends. And then when it comes to like best friends, I mean, man, if I had to pick, that'd be tough. A BFF? I don't even think I'm old enough for that kind of commitment.
No, it's a huge commitment.
You got to live in the world for at least 30 years before you know what's up.
Yeah. Get less friends, everybody, I think, is the trick.
I don't care how many friends people have. I don't care about telling people you love them, even. I would rather someone get divorced and make those vows and then break them than to have the English language just sort of bandied about like a plaything. If you say someone's your best friend forever, you can never have another best friend, and you can never like someone. Like, the use of the word forever supersedes any sort of future relationships that you might have. That's forever.
And why can't people just be your friend? Like, who's sitting there going, oh, so I'm just your friend, not your best friend? I see how it is.
And you're not going to be my best friend into infinity?
Oh, okay, fine, whatever. See if I loan you any DVDs again.
Justin, I'm interested in the thing you just said about BFFs being stronger than a matrimonial bond. Is there any way that we can incorporate that into the terminology of marriage?
Ooh,
for instance, would you consider Sydney to be your best wife forever?
Yes. Oh. So, well, Sydney's also my BFF. I made that commitment. I bought her a second BFF ring that she wears.
Well, and when you put them together, it spells best friends forever, and you have half of the heart and she has half of the heart.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
You should marry your BFF. That's why I'm saying, don't throw these words around like they don't mean anything. They do.
I think you should be forced to marry your BFF, whether it is your partner or your friend.
Oh, man, that's so good.
There should be a ceremony with a priest and, like, you get a license and everything.
So, like, at age 13, you're like, oh, Michael, you are my BFF. And then, like, 20 years later, it's like, I gotta marry Michael.
Yep.
He's a bro, and I'm a bro, and I'm not down, but, like, sorry,
Michael. But then the nice thing is you get all of the wedding presents, and, you know, you have a really nice reception.
Sure. And you know what? Maybe Michael is the one.
Yeah. Maybe that's what you learn. Maybe that's what you learn about yourself.
Everybody's best friend is Jesus. That's what I'm saying to you, is your best friend forever is Jesus. The only reason you should say someone is your BFF is if you are trying to show off. Like, if you say, like, I don't think BFF is something I would say to make that person feel special, but I would tell it to somebody else to make myself feel good. Like, oh, hero pilot Sully Sullenberg, he is my BFF. And they would think,
oh, John Stamos?
John Stamos?
He's my BFF.
He's my BFF. Bestest best friend forever, ever.
Yes, he's my BFF.
I love John Stamos so much. Hey, do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, always.
This one was sent in by... This one was sent in by Jesse Thorne. Thank you, Jesse. It's by Yahoo Answers user Miserable Little Smug Bastard.
Oh. Oh, my.
Who asks, ladies.
Already winning.
Ladies, if someone paid you $300,000 or pounds to sit on a real human skull, would you sit on it?
What?
Would you cross your legs? If you did, you would get an extra $300,000. I have actually asked this question before.
Sincerely, Skeletor.
Love, Jack Skellington.
So many questions. First off, ladies, if you pick the $300,000 above the 300,000 pounds, then you are a rube.
Yeah, I was going to say conversion rate. Yeah. I think maybe that's it. It's like a deal or no deal thing. Like, you could take the $300,000.
Or $600,000 if you cross your legs while you do it.
Or you can get it in pounds and have to spend 10 minutes getting it converted at a bank.
Yeah, but that's an awkward story to tell the cashier.
Hey, how'd you get these 600,000 pounds? I sat on a real human skull.
These smell like calcium and taint.
Are you one of those bone jockeys?
Are you a bone jockey?
Ugh.
Your people sicken me. Hey, Carl, we got another one. Look at this one. She sat on a human skull.
She got boned.
She got boned.
And then they all chuckle.
Chuckle.
There are so many questions.
God damn it.
Is this skull inside of skin and muscles of a living human being?
Canada. Is it a last request kind of thing?
Is this how someone wants to get buried?
That's what I'm saying.
Is this a Devo video?
Are we talking about a Devo?
Is this a Devo right now? Are you pulling a Devo on us?
Wait, how much?
Like a Vladdy Devo?
Why does the price point start out at $300,000? Why wouldn't you haggle up?
I just noticed in the related questions on the sidebar, this question by Miserable Little Smug Bastard. Ladies, if someone paid you $100,000 or pounds to sit on a real human skull, would you do it?
He's driving a hard bargain.
If you're offended by this question.
What do I have to say to get you on this skull before you leave today?
If you're offended by this question, then ignore it. Would you cross your legs? If you did, you would get extra. It would be the skull of a serial killer.
What? You laughed that out when you brought it to 300,000.
Who? He's driving a deal. He's trying to make this happen. Griffin, what is his username again?
Miserable Little Smug Bastard.
Okay.
Miserable Little Smug Bastard. He's like, he's been negotiating this. He's, for all his foibles, he's a pretty smart negotiator. He started low and made a serial killer skull. He's like a Ron Popeil. Like, okay, I'll take out, it's no longer a serial killer skull, just a regular skull.
Just a real human skull.
And also this set of sham wows.
Yeah, I will throw in a solid flavor injector.
Oh God!
Would you slap chop a real human skull for? I'm gonna bump it up to 400K.
You do have to sit on it before, but afterwards you'll slap chop it into non-existence. It would just be dust.
I will sit on two horse skulls for 50K.
You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that this is one of those circumstances where I would rather that this were not a hypothetical question. Because if he had some purpose behind this, for some reason that makes it okay than him just sitting around wondering.
Travis, the amount of work that he has put into negotiating, just yelling into the internet, it has to have been resolved, right? It has to have happened.
It has to have happened by now.
Do you realize how much money $300,000? What would I not do for $300,000 or pounds? Because sit on a real human skull?
Yes.
It ain't on that list.
Yeah. I would make the skull.
I would.
Knife and waiting. I would turn the person into a skull, is what I'm saying.
I'm such a fucking sucker, though, because that first time around, when he's like, 100K, I would have jumped at it.
You would have taken it.
I wouldn't even thought to hold off.
You got to check the trade magazines.
What's the going rate right now for a, like, you know, I actually got a Groupon for sitting on a human skull. Yeah, a bunch of my friends and I are going to do it for 50K.
The problem
the same
is
skull?
Yeah, it's the same skull. So there's always a huge line. You really gotta.
And after a while, you know, it gets warm.
That skull is pretty rowdy.
The thing is he doesn't even clarify and say, like, you have to be nude or it has to be set. He just wants you to sit on it, cross your legs, and get off and leave.
Can we, like, let's talk about the crossing the legs thing. Is he wanting us to incubate this skull like a mama bird?
Keep it secret, keep it safe. You get $300,000.
But he doesn't say naked. So what he's saying is just sit on, just...
You just roll up in your mom jeans, sit on it, sit cross on your it. Legs, get off, leave, get out of here,
okay,
get your money.
I need to know, can a human skull support the weight of
fuck
a fully
no.
grown
it adult takes like
woman?
14 pounds of pressure. We are just skeletons with a big egg on top of our necks.
So it's just a big egg in there.
It's just a big stupid egg in there, and it's if a human being, if it was like a tiny, if it was a baby, maybe, but...
Oh, maybe he's doing that, like, age-old, like, seventh grade science experiment where you have to, like, build a bridge to, like, save an egg, you know what I mean? And, like, you have to walk across it and see if it destroys the egg.
Travis, there was so much goddamn dumb stuff in that sentence you just said, it would take us a week to tear it apart.
It was. It was a seven-layer bar of dumb shit.
You know, an egg bridge. Yep.
You know, egg bridge. I saw it on
you literally
on,
just
Mr. Wizard.
Like five different science projects. I was like, you know, an egg bridge, and then you put baking soda on it, and
it's a volcano.
It's a volcano. I'll never forget the events of September 11th, 2001, when a volcano bridge burned down an egg bridge.
Jimmy, your book report sucks. A book report? What book is he? Your book report on the 9/11 commission is the worst I've ever
you,
read.
Did you even read it? You didn't, did you? I did not. Myth and legend. That's you know that in like 100 years, myth and legend, that's all. There will be no extant records. It'll be so open to interpretation. I've seen enough futuristic movies to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn it.
Let's stop talking about sitting on skulls, because it's literally making my grundle uncomfortable. Like, just the thought of trying to perch myself on a cranium, I don't think it would feel good.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But you know it would feel great? I could buy myself a new grundle with 300K.
Or 300 pounds. Jesus Christ. This fucking guy. Do you think he's normal in his day-to-day? You think it's somebody really nice and well-respected? Do you think it's Tom Hanks?
Oh,
could it? Wouldn't you believe it if somebody was like, "Yeah, he's a great actor, and like, he's a real sweetheart. He's got this one thing."
My wife and I have a 4-month-old son who will soon be celebrating his first Halloween, and we are at a disagreement as to what kind of costume our child should wear. My wife wants him to be dressed as an animal, such as a turkey, a skunk, or a monkey. I would prefer to dress him as something cool and nerdy. This is where I need your sagely advice. Can you give me some cool and nerdy costume ideas with which to put this argument to rest? And that's from Kevin.
I got a cool nerdy one. Do a genetic hybrid of all three of those animals. Go go as a Moskirky. This is my son, Skyler. He's dressed as a Moskirky.
Justin, that is a... I almost made a furry joke and I didn't.
Would you
Are you happy with the level of restraint that I have adopted since I started doing this show?
Yeah, we made a 9/11 joke 30 seconds ago. We won't make a furry gag. How is
You're
that?
You're welcome.
How's your sensitivity?
Not
I'd sit on a Moskirky skull for
Your son is going to be, let's see, if he's 4 months old now, he'll be like 6 months at Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to need to go as Ash from Evil Dead.
Well, that would be good, a little fake wig. What about a zygote? I think people would get a real, kick out of that.
You could do a combination costume with the mom and do the alien popping out of the stomach from Alien.
You guys are not thinking like problem solvers right now. What you got to do is you got to have a nerdy, cool costume that is also an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is Bucky O'Hare.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Bucky O'Hare. I love it.
He's got a rabbit in there, but he's also got a space gun.
Uh-huh.
Are there any other cool nerdy... You could go as the cat from Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
There's one cool nerdy animal.
A Ninja Turtle. That is a. That's an animal.
You could go as a biker mouse from Mars.
Loving it.
You could go as a llama, but also it's Doctor Who.
Okay, so hold on. Let's explore this. Is this a time king?
Yes,
it's a time king llama.
Time king is a llama. No. A regeneration. Okay, Doctor Who.
Okay, so like was dying. Matt Smith, Doctor Who dies. He Matt regenerates Smith dies. As a llama.
The only thing nearby, he funnels the regeneration energy into the llama to try to cast it off, and it becomes a Time Lord llama, and you dress your baby like that.
Does the llama speak English?
Well, if it's near enough to the TARDIS, of course.
Okay, great.
And translate all languages.
Assuming, does it remain on two legs, or does it like, or does it become like?
Are we talking about a Joe Cool?
Does it need to? Well, it depends on how much ground it needs to cover. If it needs to cover ground quickly, it will run on all four legs.
I hope someone somewhere at BBC is listening to this because we've just figured out the next series.
Yeah. I've always thought that show needed a little extra spice.
It's llama.
Yeah, and that, Time King is llama.
Apparently a desert pack mule.
Yeah. I think it would go great. Here's a fun suggestion. I think it's fun for the whole family. Dress your kid like a doggy, and then put it in a cage, and then leave it home and go get drunk.
What?
Party for Halloween. The spirits are out tonight. Me what and if you... mom, go in now, and you're gonna be all right in your cage we made for you.
Just throw some candy in there, it'll be fine.
Put some candy in the clothes hanger cage that we made for you. You just re-bend them. You just bend them in the bars. Baby's aren't strong. It won't take long. Just go out, get drunk with mom. You guys deserve it. You've earned the night on.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your baby is? Yes, in a cage.
He's in the baby dog. It's okay. He's like, you dress up like a dog.
He's a baby dog. That makes it better.
You know the kind of irreparable harm you've done to your relationship by arguing about costumes? You gotta get on a retreat. And by a retreat, I mean go to Shakey's and get you drunk.
Make sure you take lots of pictures of that, too, so that when your kid turns 18 and kills everyone he knows, you're gonna show those pictures to the news.
Just throw some Alpo in the cage and go get your drunk. Get that drunk.
Mr. Stevenson, I'm sorry I'm placing you under arrest. You're... son was locked in a cage unsupervised. What the fuck? That's a dog.
That's a dog.
That is actually your child in a dog. Well, color me embarrassed, officer.
Look this at his nose. I have painted it brown like a dog's nose is brown.
I have.
Officer, you are terrible at improv games.
You're supposed to say yes.
And yes, buy and.
Yes, and. Yes, and my baby's a dog in a cage. Yes, and do you want some of this beer? I have extra because we have so much in us. Do you want a brewski, and we'll forget about this, and also forget about the kid, he's fine for another hour or so.
Let's go play some foosball.
Let's go foos it up, copper. And then it turns out that the cop is a baby dressed as a cop.
Oh! Accepted.
Baby police, you just got busted by the highest authority in the land.
Baby police?
Baby police is the highest authority in the land, sentient baby.
We are under baby martial law.
Adorable and also restrictive.
This is a baby police state.
All TVs will watch Nick Jr. All things will go boring when you hit them.
The cow says moo, you say nothing.
Oh, fuck.
I snap my fingers, you pull out a tit. This is baby law. We're running things now.
You know, I would watch a legal drama called Baby's Law, where it's just about baby lawyer.
Baby Law and Baby Order?
Yeah!
No, that'd if we great. Don't need... If there's Baby Martial Law, Baby Order doesn't have any place in it.
Mm-hmm. How about Baby Chaos?
Baby Chaos? That, you know, you mean Babyarchy.
Babyarchy. Babyarchy. Yes, thank you.
Babies... don't grow up to be adults, because this is what you do. You think about baby anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which is adorable and terrifying at the same time.
Hey, but I want to take a brief hiatus here to tell you about the text.
Oh, yeah.
that I just got from my father, our father. Did you guys get
me this? Too? Yes.
Okay. So he just sent a text that says, in quotes, "What day is it, son? What day?" What could that... Is that a reference to the hit film We Are Marshall?
I think it
has to be. Oh, but I think the response to that is football day or something.
No, listen. Let's explain this because people are going to think our dad is like some sort of crazy 9/11 guy. I don't think he knows it's 9/11. I think the three of us should probably text him.
I'm texting him right now, and I'm asking him if he means September 11th.
Okay, hold on. Let's all take a moment.
We need to text him back because I don't want our dad like walking through the day with like a spring in his step. Like,
it's game day.
Hey, everybody. Are you excited?
Okay, my message is sent.
I've been looking forward to today for so long.
Yeah. Seems like it's been 10 years since this last happened. By which I mean football.
I love football, getting the points, scoring points.
All the points.
Should we even address the fact that we are in a family football pool? It seems like such a ridiculous...
Oh my god.
No one will believe it.
If someone can give us some advice on what teams are going to win each
week. Do you know how I pick my teams? How I picked the winner? I read them out loud to Teresa and said, which city do you like better?
Okay. Oh yeah?
Like, that was my method. Now, if I win, god take bless her, it, it'll be awesome.
To the dog track.
Yeah.
I think that the three of us should have some sort of... on-air agreement to the winner should have to do something, the loser should have to do
okay,
something.
Okay, here's what it is.
Skin in the game, because I feel like this is a kind of low-pressure situation.
The last one to forget that we're doing it and stop picking teams is the winner.
Whoever hangs in there the longest and continues to make their picks unabated. I think that would be good. I failed on that in previous years, and I think that I'm going to hang in there this year.
I think that this is the year I stick with it. I've already told myself I'm going to watch every single Packers game, and it's going to be trying. It's going to be difficult, you guys.
I will watch at least one football game that's not the Super Bowl. That's my commitment.
I feel like we joke about not watching sports a lot, and I think it's time we reverse it, our position.
We joke about how much we love sports.
But we don't know.
Do we actually have to watch sports?
Yeah, I think we should watch more sports is what I'm saying.
Okay, here's what it is. Somebody on Twitter, after listening to the show, tell me what team I should follow and why, and I'll do it. That's how committed I am to this. You bring it, I'll do it. I don't care.
You should follow the Reds.
We'll take a vote.
I follow the Reds.
You should also follow the Bengals, maybe, because you also...
Who day? We'll let Twitter pick. Just make sure when you're telling Travis what team he should follow, use that MBMBM hashtag, and go ahead and put a link out to our sampler. bit.ly/smoothbimbam. People love it. People go crazy for it. Hey, what I'm doing right now is shilling, and like Kurt Schilling, popular sports star who I enjoy, still pitching. See, Griffin? Sports.
I'm pretty sure does not pitch anymore, does he?
I don't think he pitched ever.
Here is the response from Clint. Okay, well, I was going for game day, got to play till the last whistle blows, but there's your thing, too. Let's go to the money zone. The money zone. The driver is Duodater.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
You seem like wicked excited about Duodater.com.
So this is crazy. My group of friends here in Austin had come up with this idea for a website where couples would go on dates with each other to make it like as low pressure situation as they possibly could. Only they called it Wings. WYNGZ. Like wingman. Yeah. And then they later found out that that site already existed and it's called Duodater.
So Duodater is here's the idea. It can be a little uncomfortable going out, you know, with a complete stranger. So what you do is you have a friend and you go on double dates with them. So it's
like a dating website, but for like double date instead of like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, like pairs of dudes meet pairs of girls, and it's like comfortable. Your friend's there. It's a way more, you know, relaxed situation.
And then it all ends up in a hot tub, and where it goes from there.
Is there an option for an established guy-girl couple to meet up with another guy-girl couple and just make a fuck pile?
Do the old swap-a-rooney.
Oh, at fuckpile.com.
Yeah, you want to go. You'll want fuckpile.com for that. Boy, we need to register that one if that's not already. yeah, but Duodater is a really cool idea, and you can go to duodater.com and just get your best bro do work out a hand sign for if you think you're going to be able to get some sex and you're going to need your friend to peel off. Like, if you're going to need them to split the duo, like, you have to have, like, I think you have to have two keys that you insert at the same time and turn, and it splits the duo, and then one duo can go make whoopee, and the other one can have awkward.
Actually,
coffee.
If you try to do that, a duodater officer will come and stop you. It's important.
It's a baby officer.
You have to preserve the sanctity of their website's moniker. Also, duodater, I feel like you owe us some residuals, because that is totally wings. Wings.
With a Z.
With a Z. It's so crazy that they follow us and are. That's thank you, duodater.
Thank you, duodater. Griffin.
Oh, fuck. I need to write a song for him.
Yeah.
Hold on, duodater. See, I just keep wanting to sing about wings, and I feel like that would be.
Wings.
You could sing about the TV show Wings.
What's better than going on a date with someone you don't know? Going on a date with two people that you don't know, and one friend who's got your back. That's the idea behind duodater. It was the idea behind wings first, then they stole it, and that's okay with me. That's okay with me. Visit duodater.com and get your ideas stolen. They're a bunch of fucking Inception mind thieves.
I'm not sure that
was way angrier than I meant it to
You
be.
Think that's what they had planned on?
I'm sorry about the jingle that I wrote for you. I should have talked more about your goods and services. Please accept my apologies.
My roommate and I are pretty good friends. We watch movies and TV together, eat meals together, play games with each other, etc. But sometimes I just want some time to myself. I go in my bedroom and close the door, but he always stops by to ask what I'm doing and if I want to hang out. I end up making an excuse, like saying I'm not feeling well, I'm working on something. But really, I just want some peace and quiet. I don't like lying to him, so is there some way I can tell him I want to be left alone without hurting his feelings? That's from Bothered in Berkeley.
So, how do I jerk off in a room with a roommate?
That's what he's saying.
It's tricky. Shit. You got to fake a nap?
Yep.
You can I'm taking a nap. Fake. It's going to last about 15 minutes. It's pretty short for a nap. But long enough for the other thing. Don't you tell.
It's our secret
Don't
forever.
You ever tell. God, it is tough. See, I don't know though, because I got lucky because my roommate in college and I, like, seemed to be on the same schedule of like hang out, and then we'd break to our rooms and leave each other alone. You know, like we'd watch TV together for a while, and then we just kind of simultaneously get bored with each other.
What roommate is this?
That was Brent.
That's hit.
Brent O'Floss.
Hit internet personality Brent O'Floss.
Yes.
The problem is. You can be friends with your roommate. You should be friends with your roommate. But you shouldn't be their only friend. And that sounds like the kind of situation that you have going on. You shouldn't be there. You should not be FF with a roommate before you get married.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're kind of filling a lot of roles for your roommate if he or she wants to spend, like, every second with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, honestly, in this case, I think it's best to be honest. Just say, like, nah, I'm just going to hang out by myself. Yeah. Like, I just need some time right now.
But what if they're like, oh, come on.
What if you scheduled time, like if you said, hey, don't forget tonight, you know, Toddlers and Tiaras at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I like that, actually.
And so that way you set a time that you're going to hang out. So up until then.
Well, at that point, Travis, at that point, you are dating them.
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like you are anyways. They're just really needy.
Yeah. And you don't get your thing touched.
You know what you should do? Mm-hmm. Oh, synergy. Duo date with them.
Oh, fuck.
Boop, boop, yeah. Boop, boop. Go on a duo date with them, and then they're done with you.
Yeah. I love that. Go on a duo dater with them.
We need to get duo dater on this show so we can talk about, like, I want to know about the statistic. I want to know about the best practices. Like, how often do two dude couples, a dude couple and a lady couple, or two pairs of oppositely gendered friends, go on a duo date? But with intent, like, do you think they assign who gets who at the beginning? Like, I get Susan, you get Margaret, and then you get down there, you get on the fucking ground, and then, like, you want to swap, and then you swap? I bet that happens, like, 75%.
What if you did, like, the two pairs were a guy and a girl and a guy and a girl? So it's, like, a female best friend and a male best friend, then and they're, like, they're getting each other's backs.
That could also happen. There's so many sexy options.
I love this.
I like that one better, actually, because it's, like, that... There's not any other option. There's no other way. Oh, but you know what? You guys know how that one ends, right?
Oh, then they realize they're in love with each other. They realize
they're in love. Yeah, they actually call that the Tom Hanks Meg Ryan. Mm-hmm. You can get that combo. It is at a discounted rate.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you should have realized it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I have bad news.
You dummy.
As much as I appreciate Duo Dater, I have bad news, and that is that I have opened up TrioDater.com. Mm-hmm. And just it, your fuck pile expands by 50%. Uh-huh.
That is a 50% spread on the fuck pile. We can
that is just sex math right there. You can't deny it.
Oh God, I love the phrase sex math now.
Do you? Because yeah, I kind of got skeezed out a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. The whole fuck pile thing is really grossing me out. I'll tell you why it's grossing me out. Because when Griffin said trio dater, I almost said you ever wanted to. Date three brothers who do a comedy podcast. You took it to the weird place of sexums.
Uh-huh. You want me to like fucking like throw a picnic by the lake and then
you're talking like a chaste fuck just pile. Like
yeah, a chaste. We're gonna sit around. We're gonna you bring your parasols while the gentlemen play bocce ball.
What's wrong with a picnic? Why does it have to be a sexnic? Why can't it just be a regular picnic?
A dicknick. You're thinking of a dicknick.
Yeah.
So your roommate, just have that conversation with him and he'll never want to hang out with you again.
Just play this last segment for them.
Yeah.
Say,
this is, and just nod at him a lot and smile.
I'm not kidding. Do a date with him. Duodater.com.
I love it.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
You know what else is
great? Yeah, get him out of the house.
Here's another
great idea. Get in a circle of people.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Catherine Mraul.
What?
Mraule. If anyone has a better way of pronouncing this name, apparently I pronounced somebody's name wrong last week. I am off my game. If you can say that last name without sounding like a bear, I will give you a dollar out of my pocket.
What now? What's the question?
It's asked by Yahoo Lady, who asks. This one might be too gross. We'll see. How is that penis put inside vagina will be held all the night during sleep time? I really don't know if that is a good or bad for my health and my partner's health, either if he puts his penis inside my vagina all the night. What a love! That would be my first time. That would be my first time like that.
What?
So what he's saying, what Yahoo Lady...
I'm going to be straight up, guys. I have a problem falling asleep while cuddling.
Yeah.
Let alone...
Okay. Night.
Is this good for you?
Did you set the alarm?
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
Don't shift around too much, please.
Don't move. It is
important. Please don't roll over.
I had the weirdest dream. You cannot imagine.
I just.
The dream I had. Hey, I love you. I love you too. Do you want to fall asleep in this manner I've just devised? There's no love that great. There's no love
No,
that...
it doesn't even seem, like, sexy at all.
No.
It just seems, like, utilitarian. Like, put it in and let's go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
What?
That's weird.
That's very weird.
I have chronic wiener coldness.
It is a real thing, not invented.
Can you help a brother out? Can you swaddle my wiener? Please.
I don't see anything weird about this.
Nothing weird about it.
Just tuck him in and let's go to bed.
Just swaddle me with you.
For $300,000, would you swaddle a skull all night?
Can we please, 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 God, I've never wanted anything in my life as much as I want to get my own sex term coined, and that is swaddling. And that is when you put, that is when you enter a lady, and then you just gonk, just zonk it for eight.
And then doze off.
Get your
40, but on purpose.
Get your 40 winks, and get your tiddly winks.
With swaddling, the new thing that everybody exists. God, I can't wait till it gets on Seinfeld.
What a love!
What a loving
What a love! I ask it.
Your love is so great that it's killed my belief in it, in the concept. So I guess it's a pretty good love.
God Vulcanon responded, I know some friends who do this.
What?
They actually cuddle with him inside her all night long. I don't see anything wrong with it so long as you're both clean. No reason to get a yeast infection over this.
What? What?
Let's stop right here.
If you want to do this all night, odds are you aren't. That's not healthy for you.
Here's my problem. Once you have penetrated, once you've kicked off the swaddle, you are no longer cuddling. Sorry, that's no longer cuddling.
You're fucking.
You are fucking at that point.
Hey, here's a funny story. For my formative years, I thought this is what spooning was.
Man.
And you were thinking of swaddling.
I was thinking of swaddling. I confused swaddling and spooning.
Man. You could have been the creator of this new hit sex sensation.
Made the t-shirt for everybody. That is wholly upsetting.
Entirely upsetting.
You know what's even more upsetting? That this person, the answerer, claims that their friends tell them about it.
Hey, Debbie and I had a fun night last night.
Hey, let me tell you about my Tuesday.
Yeah, we went.
I'm in no way ashamed or secretive about this.
We went and saw Contagion, got some great Thai food, and then I fell asleep with my wiener in her.
It was great.
Oh, that's called really swaddling. Great. I didn't even know. I thought we invented it. Hey, you're saying it's a new sex sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Swaddling.
If that's not an Urban Dictionary by Friday, I'll be despondent.
I will.
And then soon it will be in every R&B song.
Or at least every R. Kelly song.
Yeah.
At the very least. Hey, when this episode airs, I'll be in a truck with my dad driving from San Antonio, Texas to Georgetown, Massachusetts, with a number of stops in between. Brothers, what are some good ways to keep up morale on the long and tiring road? And that's from Fred.
That's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
If you get on a long stretch where there's no other cars or people around and, like, you know, it's just flat, bad land all over the place, pretend you're in a post-apocalyptic world where you're the only ones left. I feel like that could be pretty epic.
Keep up morale. Keep up morale. I don't think that fits.
Just recreate the bill. That book, The Road, by Norm MacDonald.
I do not think so.
Rory McCartney.
Roald Dahlerson. Dr. Seuss.
Tony Hawk. You know what did it for me on my drive from Chicago to Austin? Was just podcasts. My friend was in the car, and we just listened to podcasts pretty much the entire way down. And I'm not saying, like, listen to our podcast. I'm saying
I am saying listen to our podcast.
Yeah, well, I think when Travis showed to Louisville to see Point Break Live with me, what podcast did you listen to help pass the time?
Oh, we listened to our own podcast. I listened to our podcast.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Travis, that is creepy.
With his girlfriend.
No, I don't believe so.
With your girlfriend. Baby, here comes my favorite goof I did. Listen, I did it so good.
Well, she hadn't heard the episodes and she wanted to listen to them.
But you were in the car giving, like, director's commentary. Like, here's what I was thinking. When I made this
no, she would actually ask questions, and I'd shush her. Like, just listen.
Shush.
Just listen.
We explained all that.
You talked during, about Justin's part and Griffin's part. This is my
goof. Not during this, guys. I think the best thing about listening to podcasts, because I just told my friend about this.
Is when you talk in them?
Yes. Is that for those long, awkward pauses where you can't think of anything to say with your traveling companion.
Yeah.
Podcasts are like other people are having the conversation for you in the car, and you don't have to say anything. Yeah. It's great. It's better than music in that respect, I think, because it fills up the conversation voids. Yeah.
And it can also give you a lot of new stuff to talk about. Don't be afraid to pause and talk, because that can really help pass the time.
Especially with podcasts like How Stuff Works and Radiolab, where like they're talking about interesting ideas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think it's great conversation starters.
Sometimes I listen to Radiolab with a friend, and then we have entire discussions about how to pronounce Jad Abumrad's name.
Yeah. I always say Applerod.
I say Abumrad!
Here's another one, meth.
Yeah.
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 Makes it fly by.
Just chomp it down like trail mix.
Mm-hmm. Also, trail mix.
Mm-hmm. It's a great snack for the road when you're on the trail, the modern day trail, the highway. Mix. Gorp. Gorp's delicious.
Can I do another Yahoo?
Yeah.
We have a lot more ground to cover, but let's just burn through this Yahoo because I feel, you know, it's important. This one is sent in by EC Mendenhall. Thank you, EC. It's by Yahoo Answers user Anonymous. Okay. Wow. Who asks, what are some really sassy baby names? My baby girl needs to be a diva like me.
Uh-huh. I'm angry.
Oh, I'm so angry.
That one girl ruined Precious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go down the list? And
that's not sassy.
Do you want to hear some of the suggestions that Yahoo has provided?
Yeah.
I guess. Eden.
Okay. But she's a cutie patootie. Cutie patootie.
Sadie, Jackie, Jamie, Maddie, Brooke. Brooke is good.
These are all regular names.
What about Sarcy?
Oh. I spoke.
Hey,
too
guys.
Soon. How about SARS?
You can't take the adjective and then like throw a R in it.
This is my baby. She's a diva. Her name is Durva.
Yeah. I need a melancholic child name. Call him Melancholic. Crystal.
Bristol?
Crystal.
Alright.
What about Bristol?
Chloe. Silver. Giselle.
Wait, jump back. Silver?
With a Y.
Like the horse?
They have spelled it with a Y.
Yeah, because that's not going to have any jokes about it whatsoever in grade school.
What about, what if you called your baby, like, Bitch Patrol? That's sassy, isn't it?
What about, this is my daughter in No Scrubs. Don't even
this
trip.
Is my baby Creepin'.
This is my baby TLC.
Wait, I don't think.
The name of that song wasn't Creepin', was it? It was just Creep.
It was just Creep.
I think it was just Creep.
Yeah.
If you name your baby Creep.
This is my baby Radiohead. She's sassy.
What if you name your baby after, like, sassy women who have gone before, and you're like, this is my baby Joan of Arc.
Yeah. What if you just called your baby, uh-uh?
Not on my watch. The important thing.
No,
is
sir.
What if you name your baby? And that was it.
Was it those That's three it? Snaps?
Just three snaps.
If you make your baby, if you want a sassy baby, give her a name that humiliates people to pronounce. So if you said, my name is Destiny, and it's got 40 E's at the end.
And some of them are capitalized and some of them are not, and you have to voice that.
If you don't address me as Destiny, I will not respond.
That sounded like it was like 38 E's, so you can back the
That's
fuck
gonna
up.
That's going to be tough to put down on her SAT. That's going to be
I'm going to need another sheet.
That's going to be a lot of bubbles on that matrix.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Destiny.
You know what? I am not going to undersell Destiny. And I'll tell you why. I don't think her name is going to prevent her from achieving the goals she wants in life. I want her to be the first lady president of the United States of America.
Wow.
Madam President Destiny. I'm a ghost.
Hey, so did you always think you would be president? Yes, I always assumed that I would. So what would you say that is? Would is it I guess it was my fate. My fate to be no. Like
predisposition.
No, I mean like what if you thought you were always going to be it? It would be like your calling. My calling.
My destiny with a Y? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Do you guys know what day it is?
Game day?
Game day?
It's the whistle blows? It's the it's the first week of September.
No.
And as it is that, as is our calling, we're going to do things, and we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the things that are important this month, and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
It's Fall Hat Month.
What?
It's also Happy Cat Month.
Oh, right.
Now, I don't know if that's saying Happy Cat Month, everybody, or your cat looks bummed. It is National Coupon Month.
Obviously. Yeah.
It is...
Can we talk about... When was the last time you guys used... You guys used coupons?
I used coupons.
Coupons are the worst thing to ever happen to our economy.
I literally used one last night to buy a chocolate cake at HEB.
Really?
Coupons are bullshit, and they're ruining our economy.
I don't think that's true, Travis.
It is absolutely true.
That sounds think like about a dumb those people thing that, you're saying.
No, think about those people that walk in and use coupons, like on extreme couponing, and they end up paying like 10 cents for $100
worth of food. I can't think of those things that you just said, because they're not, like any rational person, those things you're talking about are not in my memory banks.
Dude, I worked retail where people brought in fucking coupons all the time. Oh, shit. They're annoying, and I hate that shit.
Guys, it's what? Pleasure Your Mate Month.
Well, no. You know what? Have you heard of swaddling? That seems to be big. I heard about it on the news last night. It was on 2020.
Update your resume month. You're fired.
I think you extrapolated you're fired.
Those are the ones we're working with, it looks like. Library card sign up month.
Okay, that's good.
You don't have to use
I'm having it. A hard time coming up with things between Happy Cat Month and Pleasure Your Mate Month.
Can we make a combo month?
That's what I'm saying.
Pleasure Your Fall Hat Month. Really get in there.
Really get in there.
When they say fall hat, is that like putting some fake leaves all over it?
Go wild during California Wild Rice Month.
Okay.
Hey, good. Don't tell me how to fucking celebrate my fucking month, September.
Hey, September, you're apparently no one wants this month anymore. I can't imagine why. It's not like it's been ruined for celebrations.
And it sucks. Doesn't that suck? Because September, it had so much going for it. It had that Earth, Wind, and Fire jam.
Yeah, that was a good jam.
Think about everybody's birthdays it is today.
It's like it's my grandma's
10 years
birthday.
Ago, your birthday was ruined forever.
Yeah.
Your birthday is actually ruined forever. Would you rather have a September 11th birthday or a Christmas birthday?
Christmas birthday.
Really? At this point?
At least there's like presents going around everywhere. Everyone's in a good mood and there's decorations and it's a happy time.
Guys, it's Pleasure Your Mate Month, and you know what that means here at Mabim Bam.
What? I don't know, actually. I'm kind of afraid.
We've got all the hot bedroom tips that you
can Okay. Let me see if I got one here. Maybe just grab her nipple and just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and me.
Have you considered a sex nick? My brother, and me.
Turn that wiener like a key in a lock. My brother, and me.
Helicopter! My brother,
and me. Oh, man, what? Never mind. I'll extract
it. I don't know, Griffin. I'm not fucking Dr. Ruth over here. I can't explain it all.
Take a moment. Look in your mate's eyes. Then Superman that hoe.
Yeah.
My brother, sure. And me.
Can you do that while looking in the eyes? I don't know the physiology of Supermaning. Can you explain to me what Supermaning is, and I'll beep the whole thing out?
Do you promise to beep the whole thing out?
I swear to God I will.
Do you swear?
I swear to Christ.
You Superman that hoe, you on a b**k and you...
Oh, sorry, radio audience. That's what Google's for.
I'm going to black out. That's what you hear when you're doing it so right. My brother.
What would R. Kelly do? My brother.
Oh, man. Then do the opposite thing.
Yeah, then do the exact opposite. for the love of destiny.
How about this? True pleasure waits. That's what.
Is this like tantric shit? Are you talking like what would Sting do?
I'm talking about tantricize that until you're married to it.
Oh, so what if like pleasure mate month means take the whole month and really just like get some Clif bars and some, you know, energy drinks and let's do this.
What if pleasure your mate month doesn't mean mate in the American sense, but mate in the British sense, where it's just like,
like you're saying like, hey buddy,
hey pal,
is this the month for you?
Why do you have to pleasure him with adult things? Why can't you take him to just get some fish and chips? Blimey. Right?
Back rubs galore.
Take your mate to Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck and enjoy some buffalo wings together.
Yeah.
And that'll
be
pleasing.
These are delicious. And then later, Superman that hoe.
And then just Superman him. By which I mean is to it.
Yucko. Hey, I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, I want to remind you, this is my brother and me. If you have someone in your life that is not listening to our program, send them this link, bit.ly/itsmabimbam. Tweet it. Mail it to people. I don't care. Just get it out there. And
write it on a piece of paper.
Get new people on board.
Transcribe our entire podcast.
By hand.
And bind it in a book. And then, can I have it?
If you want us to be on your podcast, just let us know. We'll do that, too. We're flexible.
Yeah.
We'll do anything.
We're looking to make some guest spots.
We'll do a guest spot on your show.
I'm actually doing a piece on Radiolab. They're doing a whole episode on swaddling.
Uh-huh. I'm catching on that quick.
I found this elderly couple that has swaddled every single night for 90 years.
They're actually setting a record. They've never stopped swaddling.
They have been swaddling.
Makes it awkward to walk around the house.
Yeah. I am so yucked right now.
Thank you to everybody who's been tweeting about the show. We really appreciate that. Thank you to Eminent Emily, Maya Love,
Beard of Prey,
Brittany Lee, Ducklips513, Chris Wela, Always Amy H, Marshall DBDX, BD Sean, everybody. Really,
I want to thank Single Girl 1983 because she sent in like 40 Yahoo answers on the tweets.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Supply Side Jesus, Matt Hushings, so many people are out there spreading the word. If you want to do that, it's use the MBMBAM hashtag. And we would suggest, actually, I would suggest this at least, make a column of the MBMBAM search because you, JBPD did that this week, and you will be amazed at some of the things, some of the wonders, the delights, the garden of earthly delights that is the MBMBAM hashtag search. So keep an eye on that.
I really want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of their theme song, It's a Departure, from the album Putting the Days to Bed, which is fantastic. And while you're buying that, John Roderick just started up his own podcast with Merlin Van. And it's cool. It is delightful. It's called
Roderick on the Line.
Roderick on the Line. Thank you.
Boom.
So thank you, John, and Long Winters. And Merlin Mann. Just for being you.
So, Griffin.
Yeah, I got
it.
I think
we're ready.
This final Yahoo answer was sent in by Faye Style on Twitter. Thank you, Faye Style. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jiraiya. Jiraiya, who asks, if you surgically attach two guys together in a 69 position, will the pee just go round and round in an endless cycle?
I'm genuinely upset, is what I am.
Oh, God, I'm disgusted.
Is this our most upsetting episode?
Yeah. It's my brother, me, because that's where I'm live. Game day!
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. play your part.